Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the latest in tech. I'm Alex, here to decode the complex and serve you the insights on a silicon platter.
And I'm Jamie, always ready with a question or 10, ensuring we keep things interesting and accessible. Today's episode is like diving into a sci-fi novel. We're talking about AI coding agents.
That's right. Gone are the days when AI in coding meant just getting a fancy autocomplete. Now, we're looking at AI coding agents that can autonomously build, test, and deploy software. It's like having a super smart colleague who doesn't drink your coffee.
I'd love one of those. But let's start at the beginning. Alex, can you break down what exactly an AI coding agent is?
Imagine an AI that does more than suggest the next line of code. It understands project goals, plans the coding tasks, executes them using tools and APIs, and even checks its work. It's like having a developer, QA, and DevOps in one AI entity.
Hold up. It plans and executes. How does it not just make a mess?
That's where the architecture of agentic workflows comes in. It's built on a few key components: a large language model, or LLM, at its core, a planning layer, a tool interface, a memory system, and a feedback loop. Together, these enable the AI to act with intent.
Sounds complex. Can you give an example of what one of these AI agents might do?
Sure. Let's say you ask it to build a REST API for a database schema. It will break down this goal into tasks: setting up the project structure, defining endpoints, connecting to the database, writing tests, and deploying to a development environment. And it does all this autonomously.
That's wild. But I've got to ask, how reliable are these agents? I mean, can we really trust them to not just go rogue and start coding up Skynet?
Fair question. Building reliable coding agents is a big challenge. They can sometimes hallucinate, generating plausible but incorrect or nonsensical code. There's also the risk of misalignment with project goals, security concerns, and the need for robust error handling and human oversight.
Sounds like a few hurdles to jump over, but the potential must be huge, especially if we're talking about them working on real-world projects.
Absolutely. We're already seeing tech companies experimenting with AI coding agents for tasks like automated test generation, continuous documentation, and even infrastructure automation. It's like having an extra team member who never sleeps.
So, what's next on the horizon for these AI developers in a box?
The future is looking towards self-managing code bases. Imagine a system that can monitor itself, fix bugs, update dependencies, and even refactor code, all while ensuring everything aligns with the latest standards and security practices.
I'm just imagining telling my computer, make me an app, then kicking back with a coffee.
We might not be there just yet, Jamie, but the direction we're heading in is clear. AI coding agents are reshaping software development, making it more about designing systems of collaboration between humans and AI.
Truly the future of coding. Well, that's all the time we have today on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and geeking out with us.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech. We've got new topics and experiments coming your way every week.
Until next time, keep your curiosity charged and your coding clever. Thanks for listening.